Welcome you all officially to another episode of Chronicles of Annie Badogia with Tamola. You know that I do not... I already said you guys should give me a word, but nobody has like responded to that. Why? What's wrong? What's happening? Anyway, it's part of those things that happen in life. Like, I don't swallow my pride and I say that you people should like give me a word that I would be saying, but over like me, because I'm not very responsive. But anyway, it used to happen. Those are part of the things that happen in this life and you don't learn from... Okay, so like Tamola, behave yourself. I'm super excited to be on this episode with you guys. A very big shout out to everyone who took time to give us feedback and comments from the last podcast. It was really amazing that everybody was excited to have my friends on board. The feedbacks that came back were really amazing. So we'll get to bring them with time on the podcast when they come around, and I'm sure they will want to hear from every one of you. So welcome to another episode. On today's episode, we'll be talking about what if you had to go back to primary school or secondary school. Okay, so how did I get to derive this topic? I went for a program at Jams FM a few weeks back, and on the way back with the presenter and my friend, we got talking, and currently we all went to the same primary school. Her name is Melody Adigo, and she made mention of what if we have to go back to primary school. We just laughed and just said a few things, but then it came back to my memory that what if you have to go back to primary school or secondary school? That is absolutely not possible, but then what if? So I'm just going to be taking you through primary school experience, secondary school experience, and okay, let me just start. So I went to one of the best primary schools and secondary schools in the city of Ibadan. You guys have to see how I am like feeling fresh right now. Yes, because you people, nobody can even argue it with me. Yes, because it's the plain truth. But don't worry, that's not the purpose of this episode, because I know some people that are currently listening to this episode, they are 18 of me, so I will not say the name of the school. I will not say it. I'll just keep it to myself. But anyway, the name of the school is All Saint Church School and All Saint College. Oh God, I can't believe I said it. Oh, there are certain things that happen in the primary school and secondary school. We had a lot of fun in primary school and secondary school. Just in case you are thinking I'm here to talk about the academic vibes of primary and secondary school, I think you are wrong. Because I'm here to talk about the fun parts. For instance, I'm here to talk about birthdays. Yay! I think one of the like most exciting thing about primary school for me, even up to secondary school, is birthdays. Yeah, I used to have cake in my birthday. Yay! Like almost all, I'm pretty sure like all my birthdays in primary school I always had cake. I remember one experience I had, was it primary 2 or primary 4? I really can't remember the particular class. My dad took me to school on my birthday with my birthday gift, birthday cake, all those paparazzi thing. Now I took the gift to the class, the cake was still in the car. Apparently the teacher we picked from the junction already took the cake to our class. I went back to the parking slot to look for my dad and I saw that he had gone. I was like, yeah, my cake. I was scared. I was, hey Jesus, what is a birthday without cake? Yes. Okay, so you need to come and buy cake from Ladies Bite. And it was later I found out that the cake was with the woman and all that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My cake is safe. Like, very safe. I can't remember. I think SS3, no, from GS3 or SS1 had party packs. Yes, I'm a lover of party packs, honestly. I don't know, even up to this point though, I'm very serious with you guys. I love party packs so much. It's not, I don't even know if it's a biscuit or the sweet or anything that is in it, but then I love party packs. And at that point, I had party pack in secondary school. One of my classmates went, Damon, are you serious? Like, yes, I'm very serious. It's my party pack. You people want and you don't want. If you don't want, give it to me. That's like one of the most exciting thing I really had in primary school up to secondary school, the birthdays. Then also another thing that excited me in secondary school was excursions. Oh my God, excursions were really amazing in secondary school, where you get to go with your friends, you go to places like Erinjisha Waterfalls, Kogusi, a lot of places. Excursions really made secondary school amazing. But then back to primary school, another thing that was really amazing in primary school and even secondary school is teachers. In as much as we have good teachers, you all know that we always have bad teachers also. I don't mean bad as bad, they don't know what they are doing, but wicked teachers. I remember my teacher in primary 2. Was it primary 3? Sorry, I'm mixing these things up. Primary 3. Now, money. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't like her, honestly, and it really affected my grade when I was in primary 3, because I wasn't just feeling her. I can't even remember why I wasn't feeling her. But then, we know that our teachers are like people that they help us out, they help to put us through. And I'm really giving a shout out to all teachers. I was telling my mom a few days back that teachers are like the people that work hard the most, and they are not recognized. Well, I personally would actually love to be a teacher because I actually love children, and being a teacher would be like a very amazing thing for me because I know that I connect easily with children. I'm giving a shout out to all our teachers that taught us right from secondary school, primary school, university, and everywhere. You guys are the real MVP. Hey, you guys, Damola. You teachers, you lecturers, you are the real MVP, and we appreciate and we cherish all that you've done for us. I would also like to say that those that have actually died that we've known that used to be our teachers, may you continue to rest in perfect peace. It's actually very heartbreaking. I want to say that you continue to rest in peace, and God continues to comfort the families that you've left behind. Then another amazing thing about primary and secondary school is friendship. Yay. I'm pretty sure you guys realize that most of the friends you actually keep, or like you still have to this point, are friends from primary school. Yes, friends from primary school. I have friends like way back. One of them is Okpeyemi Edele has been my friend from primary school up to secondary school. We didn't go to the same university, but then we're still friends. We have quite a number of them, and there are some we can't even remember their name, not to say where are they. And we can't remember their name. We can't remember. We don't even know where they are at this point. You get shout out to everyone that made primary school amazing for me, even if I do not know where you are at this point. And why would I talk about all of this and not talk about the place seniors played, especially secondary school? But anyway, some of us were lucky, shall we? Had senior brothers, senior sister. Some of you cannot relate to all these things I'm saying, but then our new senior brothers, the senior sister, so our punishment was not so much. Plus, I wasn't in the hostel, so it didn't like make things complicated for me. Not just say complicated, but then I didn't have so many issues to deal with, so it was just the regular hey, you come here, go and buy this, go and buy that, go and buy that. You get now, that's like the only part that seniors actually played. Then also, we had games in secondary school. Hey, a lot of games that even our parents, you know, hear that we're playing this game. So I think I'll just like excuse this part to replay it. Where are mommy? Yeah, that mean my listen. The episode here right now, so only money game will also end. So I check out for excuse party. If you want to know more, you can send me a DM, you know. Back to the question, I said, what if you had to go back to primary or secondary school? Going down memory lane of primary and secondary school actually brings back a lot of memories, both good memories and bad memories, things you felt you could have done better and all. But answering the question, even though I know it's not possible for me, would I love to go back to primary or secondary school? No. I'm sure I shocked you. Probably you're expecting that I will say that, yes, I would like to go. I'm shocked, yeah. I'm not sure. I don't want to go. Why not? I know that quite a number of us will say that we actually need this adulting thing, this calm when we're just children and all, but I don't want to go. Let's just be going. Let's just be continuing this journey as well. We have started. Let's be going. We continue. Continue it too. To where if I just be going. So I would love to hear from you guys. I would love to hear your opinion about it. I would love to know what you feel about it. Memories in your secondary school or primary school that you would probably love to recreate. So I think I would have loved to recreate our memories about excursions with my friends, the ones that happened in secondary school. Then reunions also. But then reunion in my own, it nice to end very well. And like my best friend would say, we'll meet at the feet of the Lord. Because most times when you plan reunion, most people probably just want to come and show up. Most people just like the motive behind it for some people is actually not the right thing. So most times it doesn't really work out. But then a reunion would actually be very amazing. Like just come, just be yourself and all. It's really not about who you are or what you are now. Like let's just recreate that atmosphere that we used to have when we're in primary or when we're in secondary school. It's okay, I'm not saying more than that. I would love to hear from you, so please send me your stories about your primary or secondary school experience. Like, let's just laugh together. Basically, it's Friday, it's the weekend, and I'm sure you have a lot of gist for me. And as you all know, since you have not given me any word, I do not take this opportunity for granted. I'll be saying it very fast. Don't forget to follow me on my Instagram page. Oh, okay, guys. So I created a new page for my Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl, KIG_withDamola on Instagram. So you can always follow me for updates on the podcast. Thank you. God bless you. Bye. Enjoy your weekend.